BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast as we're in for Grimmy. We talk hot jobs. Some people just have jobs that sound hot. Another real or no real, and poor Deborah Meaden gets another call from another keen entrepreneur on Instant Dragon's Den.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Hello, yes, good morning, we're on. Large mug of coffee from Discount Sportswear Shop, please. Yes, it's Monday. Right, Chris?
I feel good today. I feel very, very good.
Well, that's where we're different.
What's wrong with you then? Big night last night?
No. Dunno, I'm fine. And in that 4 minutes where I was like, I actually have manned up quite a lot. So,
yeah.
Hello, I'm back.
When your whole demeanour's changed as well. Come 6:30, your face lights up. It's exactly like... You know that scene in Anchorman where he does all the noises before?
Yes.
And all the sayings?
That's me.
A quick shot of whiskey, and then he's on.
That's me.
Oh, scotch. Sorry. Actually, no, that is...
That's the same.
Yeah.
On the rocks.
But
you,
exactly
you thought
same
that was coffee in there, didn't you?
but no, it's. I feel good about today. Let's have it.
It's going to be a good show. I always smile at 6:30 because I have the pleasure of waking up the nation once more. You'll never guess what I did yesterday. You'll want to discuss this more with me than just the 40 seconds we have left here.
Fishing?
Whitewater rafting.
No way.
Yes.
Why?
It was a Christmas present. It was really fun. But shout out to the other blokes in the raft who recognised me off the radio and lolled heavily as I fell out of the raft and into the rapids and then got swept away.
Whitewater? Where were you?
Just in the... where they did the Olympics in Lee Valley in East London.
What? No, there's too many questions.
And I've got an injury on my shin to prove it. Yes.
Okay, and this actually happened?
It did.
This is...
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with
Safe
Scott
to say,
Mills.
Another sport I'm rubbish at.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I woke up with a spot on my nose this morning.
Do you think it's related to the white water rafting that
you
did?
Do you think?
Maybe.
Every time I get a spot, I don't get a spot anywhere else, it's just on my nose, like the most visible thing.
Mm. So well, no, that's not true, because you came back from holiday once, you had that massive one on your head.
That wasn't a spot, though, that was a bite, thank you.
Did we find out what that was? Because at the time we had to stop joking about it, because it all got a bit weird, didn't it? Because it didn't go away.
It didn't go away for about 6 weeks, and it started to look like some kind of...
Massive, I mean, it was like a golf ball.
Mate, that was not a mosquito. I mean, we can talk about it now that I'm fine. That was a tropical disease.
It was botfly.
It must have been botfly.
That's what we worked it out to be, I thought.
Like, mosquito bites do not look like that. It covered half my forehead, and that's quite a large area.
It was, yeah, exactly. It was there for ages, and the thing is, we obviously had loads of photos taken in that time, so every now and then I see a photo pop up.
Yeah, and it's
Facebook
from the,
or Twitter.
And it's from the botfly months.
It's like a massive button.
It was awful, wasn't it? It was like a massive red button that you shouldn't press.
Yeah.
One of them. You know when you see a button, you're like, you need to press it.
Because then we had that theory that at some point it's going to burst and lots of little insects are going to come out.
Oh, that's nice for people eating their breakfast. Thanks for that.
So what's going on? We've got a similar situation on the nose now, haven't
no,
we?
No, I've squeezed and it's all fine.
Oh, don't do that. I heard if you squeeze a spot, a million
It'll
will come back in its place.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Thanks very much for that.
Is that true?
And also, if you cross your eyes and the wind... blows, it will stay like that.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't believe
anymore,
that
Mum.
One. I don't believe that one.
And you should never go swimming on a full stomach. Oh.
There was one at the weekend I heard. I heard that if you do kill a wasp, because there was we're in this pub garden, there was loads of wasps, right? Mm. If you do kill one, then it sort of sends a signal out.
It does.
And hundreds more come back to sort of wreak revenge.
But they will find you. I've heard that as well, and I believe that to be true.
So we just put up with them, you know? Because there was loads as well. Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not squash them, because... As that's true, in their last few moments, they will send out a like a radar to their mates, and they will come for you.
It's like a massive text around. with the location, and they all come en masse to just like, sort of wreak revenge and like steal your food.
It's a group wasps. WhatsApp.
It's a wasp app.
It's a WhatsApp. And it's a wasp's WhatsApp. And they just send it around. It's like, okay, go in. I'm off. Bye. Nice knowing you.
Oh, check this on Facebook, Mills. So it's just popped up literally this second. 4 years ago today, right, a picture's popped up with me and Dappy at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And it's clearly a bit of a blurry night out, according to the picture. But I seem to be wearing his chain and his clothes.
I've still got his shirt from that night.
I just remembered that was an evening, wasn't it? 4 years ago today, that was.
Well, I mean, we can say it now. What happened is he had been rather sick on his shirt. So I had to give up my shirt that I was wearing at the time, the shirt off my own back, because Dappy didn't want to be seen with vom down him.
That's
which
right.
is fair enough. I think he'd had a few too many.
Then was it you who woke up in his chain?
No.
Someone else?
No, that was Grimmy.
Ah, yes. That was it.
Good times. That's weird, actually, because I know loads of people are at Edinburgh Festival at the moment. I'm gutted we're not going this year. But I saw a picture, I think it was from 3 years ago, and it was this time yesterday where I was with Mark Wright.
Yeah.
At the Edinburgh Festival. Good times.
Well, it's mad because there is this thing on Facebook. So every now and then, out of nowhere, just pops a picture up and says, this is what you were doing 10 years ago.
Yeah. Remember how annoyed you got with Mark Wright that weekend?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the whitewater rafting. Anything else you want to ask?
Oh,
you don't believe I was there.
I don't believe it. Why are you going so extreme all of a sudden? Is this a new Mills?
I think this could be the start of me doing extreme stuff.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
What's next?
I don't know. I've never done anything like that before.
So were you really just on the rapid? Who was there with you? Was your mum with you? Were you on the rapids?
My mum was not there. It was just me and a group of lads. You got a quick like safety briefing and then you're off.
Stag do?
No, but they do have a lot of stag do's there.
So why were you doing it?
It was a present. It was really fun.
Bit weird.
There was a bit where I got trapped under the boat. I wasn't too keen on that.
No. Do you feel like Bear Grylls now?
I feel a bit more extreme than I did this time yesterday, yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning to Shona, who's about to start the first day of her working life today as a geography teacher at Ellen Academy in Aberdeenshire. Have a good day. Stephen Swindon's off to the gym on her birthday.
On a Monday as well.
Why would you do that? Emily in Cheltenham is... Oh, she's feeling poorly this morning, lying in bed with tonsillitis. Get well soon, Emily. Glad we're cheering you up today. Chris from Chelmsford is an extra on Coronation Street today.
Oh, that's wicked.
We were talking
about... that is wicked.
Talking about extras on the show last week and the various different jobs and things you've had to do in the background of scenes on TVs and movies.
But I think being an extra on Coronation Street is good because I think there's a very high chance you're going to be on. Because you always, in a movie, they have thousands of extras. You kind of get lost in the background. But Coronation Street, you're sitting in the cafe. It's that kind of thing, isn't it? Having a fake conversation. I'm intrigued by that. You know where they all look like they're talking? Are they just miming along in the background? Or are they actually having a conversation to the other extras?
They are talking, but they talk.
Is it like when you say certain words on the radio that you're not allowed to say and you say them by saying...
Yeah, well, don't say that.
No,
I do
but
that.
I won't say the words. Obviously. No,
okay, so imagine me and you are in the pub in Coronation Street.
So it looks like we're having a great conversation.
So
in the
there's
background.
Two of the major actors are having a proper conversation over there. Now talk to me, okay? We're in the background. We're having a drink.
And then what do we talk about? I don't know
anything.
Do you have to pretend to be?
We just have to nod our heads a lot. And
how
are you today?
It's an amazing cup of coffee.
I know, isn't it?
I love it.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I think I can see Phil Mitchell over there.
I can't believe we're
in EastEnders.
We're in the actual pub. That kind of thing. That's exactly how they do it. OMG as well. I was watching Murder, She Wrote yesterday morning. Classic.
Lol.
Bruce Jenner was in it.
Really?
Yes. When he was Bruce. I was getting loads of people going, it's Caitlin. But no, it was definitely when he was Bruce in the 80s.
You had a very mixed up day yesterday, didn't you?
It's varied, I'm telling you. What a weekend. The Scott Mills Daily. Morning, Mills here on Breakfast on Radio 1. Remember, tomorrow on this show, Demi Lovato. Then on Wednesday, Zac Efron and his co-star... Emily Ratajkowski.
Yes.
That's it. Emily Ratajkowski. She hot. And she's in the Blurred Lines video. And she is Zach's co-star in the new film that he's in, We Are Your Friends. They'll be on Wednesday morning. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Whoa, that was high. Yeah, I'm good. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good morning.
Oh, I know, you caught me off guard.
So you've been in touch to play Real or No Real, and I know that you beat Chris by playing along while listening to radio every day last week.
Yes, that's it. That's right.
How did you do that?
Well, I'm just obviously a genius, Scott.
That's right, as many people from Portsmouth are.
This is it.
So what do you do?
I work in an office. I'm a receptionist.
Oh, okay.
You sound very cheery, though, which is obviously good for your job.
Yes, it is a perk of the job, I suppose. Yes. Keeps me happy.
Yes. So are you like to play Real or No Real today with us, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, a brand new week and a load of new facts. Here we go.
In Lancashire, you can now buy a battered milkshake.
Oh, that's grim.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but I said that about battered Mars bars before I had one, and then...
Oh, no, have you eaten one of them? Oh.
It's a taste sensation, actually.
Oh, no, I don't believe you.
It is. I know that it doesn't sound good, but honestly, when it's fried, that chocolate is lush.
Oh, I don't believe you, Scott. Oh, God.
Try it. You will never go back to normal chocolate.
I didn't know you could batter liquid.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure about that.
So how does that even work?
Yeah, I don't think it can.
It's making me feel a bit sick, just the idea of milkshake anyway, quite a lot for your stomach to handle, and then also battered.
Yeah, but everything does taste better when it's battered. It's true, that. Literally anything.
No, it's definitely not true.
Also, I don't like the word batter, so can we all stop saying it, please?
I like the word battered.
I don't.
The thing is, even rubbish vegetables, it's called tempura. It's basically just battered.
It's called tempura. rubbish vegetables.
Yes, yeah. It tastes great. It's true, isn't it?
Do you only have vegetables if they're battered?
No, I don't. I'm all right. I eat my veg. Right. But what I'm saying is battered veg, which is the posh word for its tempura, is...
I think we've all learned something today.
It's really nice.
Okay, thanks for that.
So is the batter for this in the shape of a mug? Is
Stop
that how it.
It
works? You put the sort of the batter mug, you put some milkshake in, then throw it in the fryer.
Okay, right. So can we just say real or no real, please, and then we can move on to the next one?
I'm saying no real.
I think, yeah, I don't see logistically how this works. No real.
That one is real.
What?
Oh, no!
It's a Lancashire chip shop which has invented the battered milkshake. It's 500 calories.
Oh.
That's not so bad, is it?
It's quite bad. For it...
I don't know if it's worth them calories.
For a drink, 500. A cold milkshake is put in an ice cube tray, then set, coated in batter and dipped into the deep fat fryer for 2 minutes.
That is genius.
Oh, I'm not into that. No.
So basically you put the batter stuff on ice and then throw that in, and then I imagine it melts. That's brilliant.
And next,
Alesso parts his hair on the left if he's in a good mood and to the right if he's in a bad mood.
That's brilliant.
Is Alesso one of those DJs that's always on DJs Complaining, that Twitter site?
I think he's appeared on there once.
My favourite on there is, as we said before, DJ Chucky, who always puts stuff like, trust me to book the wrong private jet. It's terrible being a world-famous, really rich DJ.
Well, you've appeared on DJs Complaining as well.
I have.
You laid into the border staff.
That's right, yeah. But does Alesso put his hair to the left if he's in a good mood, or just swipe the hair to the right if he's in a pretty bad mood?
I think that's a really nice way of doing it, because then no one's going to bother you. It's like everyone that's in his entourage knows what the deal is. Look, his hair's to that side. Look, let's just give him some space.
Yeah, do you think, like, the whole of his crew are like, if it's on the right, if it's to the right, they're like, just leave him alone.
But generally, people who put signs for things, I really like the idea of putting a bottle of ketchup in the window. Exactly, it could be a code for something. I'm rewatching a lot of Spooks at the moment, and
there's a bottle of ketchup in the window. You know what that means?
What they'll do is they'll put a bottle of ketchup in the window, and then that's where the drop is. For example,
okay, good.
What does it have other meanings?
I don't know. Is it like pampas grass? You know,
oh, really?
What that means,
yes. Well, that's code
for the swingers.
Oh. Kerry, what do you think about this?
No, I mean, when I'm in a bad mood, I'm a bit lazy with my hair. And then when I'm in a good mood, it looks nicer. But I'm not sure about the whole parting it on different sides if you're in a bad mood. I'm not sure that a guy would worry about that, to be honest.
So what are you saying, no real?
Yeah, I'm saying no real.
This is no real, surely.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Yay!
Congratulations, both. And finally,
Bella Italia have an item on the menu called the Rylan, named after Rylan Clark.
No way.
Oh, dear.
So some PR person at Bella Italia has potentially gone, I know who we get to advertise one of our new pasta dishes. Let's call it the Rylan.
I'm not sure.
Hang on, he was on MasterChef recently, though.
But
I'm
also,
not sure.
But then to name it after Rylan in particular must suggest that it has qualities like Rylan. So probably quite long and stringy and a little bit thick, maybe, the sauce.
Possibly.
It could be quite orange as well.
Yeah, sure it could be orange.
The orange, yeah, nice the orange thick sauce there.
Yeah, which I know sounds harsh. What I'm trying to get at here is that there might be qualities. That, no, I'm saying that you've got to somehow make a food which looks like the name above it.
Do you know, I think Rylan is actually a good TV presenter now.
I think he's a ledge. I love Rylan.
Never used to be, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I love Rylan. I think he's awesome.
He's done well for himself, hasn't he?
But I'm saying, food-wise, and I'm thinking, what are the things about Rylan? You know, he's got very white teeth.
Well, you did say long, stringy and thick.
No, I'm saying he's very tall, and yes, he's not the sharpest tool. No, what's wrong with that? That's not having a go. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, if you're listening, Rylan, that wasn't me.
Okay, yeah. Well, I can name other qualities. He's lovely, isn't he? I'm sure the food is lovely.
He smells good.
I'm sure the food smells great.
Smells great. But is there a Rylan at this pasta restaurant?
It just sounds too posh for me. I'm going no real.
What, the Rylan sounds too posh?
No, the restaurant sounds too posh for that kind of a dish.
Okay.
I'm going to go real on this one. Go on, why not? He's been on MasterChef.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know this because one of my friends was tucking into Rylan just the other day.
No way.
It's a dish designed by Rylan and brings together fresh egg tagliatelle, pesto, roast chicken, baby spinach leaves and roasted pine nuts. Fill your boots.
How very Rylan.
I know. When you think that, you think, oh, yes, Rylan. I think he created it, though, for the menu. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
Well, Kerry, you may have beat me every day last week, but this week I win. I got 20, you got 10.
Which suggests that you made it up, what you just said before.
No, I promise I didn't. I promise.
You lied on your CV, didn't you, to get on this game?
I definitely didn't. Yeah.
Really good to speak to you today. Thank you for being on. Have a good Monday.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My new workout song, Mills.
As if.
Seriously.
When was the last time you worked out? Come on.
It just sort of... Do you know, at the start of it, it makes me feel pumped, right?
You're one
and
of them.
And then I get really energetic. Then halfway through, I think, actually, this is really camp.
You're one of them that's going to... you're one of them. I'm going to join a gym next week. And next week never comes.
I signed up for a gym a while ago. In fact, do you remember I signed up to get a personal trainer on your advice?
Yeah. And that went well.
I had to buy 6 sessions in advance.
How many of those have you been to?
3. But I still believe that he owes me. So at some point, I'm going to call them in, even though it was probably now. In fact, it was 2 years ago.
You're all talk. Apart from the exercises we do in the studio, you're not doing it. You're eating all the pastas and doing none of the exercise. Oh, by the way, tempura, everyone's been on about that. Please tell Chris that tempura is a form of batter, not just battered vegetables. You can batter anything.
Right, okay.
It's not just, tempura isn't just the veg. You get me?
No, but it's the batter.
It's the batter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
okay.
The light batter
yeah.
that you might have in, as you say, your rubbish vegetables.
I get you. So you can have a tempura sausage.
Everything.
I mean,
you probably wouldn't, but you could.
But that's just a posh battered sausage.
Yeah. It's 7:23 on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Would you like to be part of Real or No Real tomorrow? Do you want to play the game? Text me, if so, on 81199. Tell me who you are, where you are, and if you want to play tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, who's up and about this morning then? We've got Lynn, who's listening in Chichester. Also, Fliss. Good morning. She says, oh, nice to see you this morning. Oh, hashtag Motivation Monday. Good that I'm motivation. And Cameron Donaldson, good morning. 7:40. On the Radio and Breakfast Show, Sinead's got everything from last night's Teen Choice Awards.
Indeed. It took place in California. They are the ones voted for by fans, which I know everyone loves. And the winners do get surfboards. There are a whole lot of categories in this one, so I sifted through and picked out the main ones. Big headline, One Direction cleaning up. They picked up six, including Choice Music Group, Song for Steal My Girl, and Summer Tour. So obviously if you toured in the winter, you weren't eligible for that one, which I think is a bit harsh. They weren't there, unfortunately, but kindly recorded a speech. Here's Harry.
Hello, One Direction. Hello to everyone at the Teen Choice Awards tonight. We hope you're having a lovely evening. We just want to say a massive, massive thank you for these awards that you've given us this year. We should probably begin to surf. We can't swim.
They can't swim.
Taylor Swift won two for Bad Blood, and Little Mix picked up the Choice Music Breakout Artist.
We're just going to say a massive thank you to our team and to our incredible mixers all over the world who got us this award. This is our first ever American award, so it's such a big deal for us. So thank you. We're so grateful.
Thank you so much.
Do you know, I'm so pleased they're doing well in America.
Yeah.
Really pleased.
Well, it's rounded off a very cool weekend for the girls because Taylor Swift invited them to sing Black Magic with her on Saturday night on her 1989 tour, which stopped in Santa Clara, California.
Right, so Taylor Swift has recruited even more people to the elite.
It does kind of feel, what's that I see? Heartbreaking Little Mix camp. Let's reach out.
I'm going to reach out right now. Hi, I'm Taylor Swift.
Come with me.
Come with me. You won't regret it.
Well, they seemingly loved it, Little Mix. They put a picture of them with Taylor on Instagram and wrote, OMG, cannot quite believe what's just happened. One of the best experiences in our Little Mix life ever.
Yeah, we've lost them.
Cannot thank Taylor enough for having us tonight. 60,000 incredible screaming Swifties with a sprinkle of black magic.
It's like one of them films where people do... They appear normal, but there's something not quite right about them. And it's because they've been selected.
Okay, so back to the Teen Choice Awards. Little Mix performed there. So did 5 Seconds of Summer. Their first live TV performance of She's Kind of Hot. Robin Thicke was there and Rachel Platten. Now, in the movie categories, this is split into lots of different genres. So you've got action, sci-fi, comedy, drama, and then summer movie. So this saw Pitch Perfect 2 cleaning up in the comedy section, Hunger Games in sci-fi, and Insurgent in the action ones. Cara Delevingne picked up 2 for her role in Paper Towns. She got Best Breakthrough and Best Female in a Summer Movie. But the most touching moment was Vin Diesel's tribute to Paul Walker, who died, and the film Furious 7 picked up Best Action Movie.
Since this is a Teen Choice Award, there is one teen in the audience that is a part of the family that kept us going, and her name is Meadow Walker.
Yeah.
And that is Paul Walker's daughter. So that was a really nice tribute. Now, also over the weekend, it was D23. This is like an expo, big conference to celebrate all things Disney, and they talk about what's coming up. So some of the best things that happened. Harrison Ford, who plays Han Solo in Star Wars in the upcoming film, meeting Johnny Depp, who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. Only Johnny Depp is in character at this meeting. So we've just tweeted a picture of it at BBC Newsbeat. Harrison Ford looks baffled, to say the least. But there are photos a bit later on where he looks a little bit more comfortable.
I love that Johnny Depp's like, actually, I'm just going to go as Jack Sparrow today.
I don't think he knows what else to do with his life at the moment.
Yeah, I think he does this a fair bit. I saw a video not that long ago where he's dressed as Jack Sparrow.
Amazing.
I think it's just something he likes to do.
But you wouldn't think it would be actual him, would you? Just like, oh, it's
no, exactly,
weirdo.
A lookalike. But also, so he was there to promote Pirates of the Caribbean 5. I can't believe he's only 5. It feels like he should be like 15 or something. Anyway, he went on stage during a Disney presentation about it, started throwing grapes at the audience, and then got escorted off stage while trying to sing a shanty.
Is he okay?
That's the best thing I think I've heard.
Can someone check that Johnny Depp's okay, please?
That's so good.
And then just two other things that were announced this weekend that are quite cool. 2 Star Wars theme lands are going to be built in Disneyland and Disney World, and a Toy Story theme park, which apparently will make you think you've been shrunk to the size of Woody and Buzz as they are surrounded by oversized toys, and the world of Avatar is also coming to Disney World.
Where
so
you
that's
get
pretty
painted
cool.
Blue on the way in.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sinead.
You're welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, who is the richest celebrity couple in the world right now? And they've knocked another celebrity couple off.
Well, I would have assumed Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yes, they're off.
They're off.
They are now not the world's richest celebrity couple. This couple raked in a combined $146 million in the last year. $146 million.
Hmm.
You're missing the obvious.
I can't think. Who is it?
Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, but they're not married, are they?
Not married, but they're a couple.
Do you think they split the money 50-50?
No. Lol, if they've got a joint account already. I don't think it works in the same way as it does for us. Like, he's not going to get annoyed if she goes shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, you've used the joint account again.
Do you reckon at the end of the month he goes through it and just sort of looks
at what's
been spent?
No. Hey, this is going to annoy you. So I'm hearing that Calvin and Taylor have been offered $10 million, which pushes the amount that they've earned this year up even more, to pose in their underwear together. Do you remember he did that campaign?
Oh, no,
in
they're
his
not
pants?
Trying to do both of them now, are
so
they?
So now they want both of them to appear rubbish. In their pants.
What's wrong with that?
It annoys me slightly.
Why?
Because
you don't even know why it annoys you, it just annoys you.
Something about it doesn't sit right. It's bad enough that he did that. You know, the idea of them doing it as a couple's photo shoot is even worse.
I think it's because it's a couple's photo shoot that it just makes me go, okay then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, we went pretty worldwide with that farting carrot story.
I saw.
It's been all over the American press. We were on E! News at the weekend as well.
That is about farting carrots.
Yeah. Because we asked the questions that really matter, I think, to the stars. It was kind of like the wacky British DJ even asked Selena if her song was about farting carrots. Good to be on E! News, though. Last time that happened was when you interviewed Mila Kunis,
of course,
remember?
Yeah, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
High drama on the episode of Dragon's Den, which was on last night. A lady was telling the dragons about her super fruit toiletry ideas for children. It's like shampoo and skin products for kids. Now, Deborah Meaden, you don't want to get on the wrong side of her. And sometimes it can really feel awkward in the room, and sometimes things like this happen.
You have basically got no business at the moment. I'm not being funny, Amy, but honestly, you have no business.
Sorry, I've just gone quite lightheaded.
Oh.
Are you OK? Do you want to sit down?
Sit down.
What
did I do to you?
Oh, don't faint in front of the dragons. That's awful.
Deborah Meaden was going full-on angry there as well, wasn't she?
I mean, I hope that faint was real. If not, it's a great ploy.
What an amazing distraction.
So you don't like my business. Oh, hang on, I'm a bit faint.
Thing is, you don't want to hear that. You go on Dragon's Den, you've made all the effort to go there, yeah. All the expenses incurred, whatever. You turn up there, and then you hear that.
Yeah, and you feel a little bit lightheaded.
What did I do to you?
Yeah, I mean, I would feel lightheaded, because you don't want to experience the wrath of Meaden. So, with that in mind, let's try and get some more investment in a business idea for one of our listeners on Instant Dragon's Den. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
Have you got an invention for Instant Dragon's Den?
I certainly have.
What we do now and again while we're on breakfast is we cut out the hassle of going on actual Dragon's Den, which can take months from applying to going in that lift to go and see the dragons and then waiting about 6 to 8 to 9 months for it to be on TV.
Oh, it's well long. And you've got to get dressed up, Mills. You've got to wear a suit.
You can do this in your dressing gown and I can have an answer for you from one of the dragons like that.
Sounds much better.
It is. Right, Bailey, is your invention good?
Of course it's good. It's an absolute cracker.
Okay. Now, I do warn you that you are going to be put through straight to Deborah Meaden's house.
Okay.
So if she asks why, just blame it on us.
Okay.
Okay? Because it will be a bit weird that you're just ringing her randomly.
It might be a bit strange.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you've got confidence with your idea. Remember, we need a big, big sales pitch here.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, because she doesn't take any prisoners, you know what I'm saying?
This could change your life.
This could change my life or make me absolutely petrified.
Could be rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Another good thing about the Instant Dragon's Den is you don't actually have to have eye contact with them.
Yeah, I know.
Or meet them.
Yeah.
It's better on the phone.
It's
easier.
Far easier to deal with a dragon over the phone.
Right, OK, I'm calling Mrs. Meaden now, OK?
OK.
Good luck. Don't be scared.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello, is this Deborah?
It is.
Hi, Deborah. This is Bailey. I'm calling about an idea for Dragon's Den. I can present to you,
right, hold
Deborah.
On a second. Can I just ask how you got this number?
Oh, it's through Radio 1. They told me to ring. They're doing a programme where you post ideas through Dragon's Den over the telephone.
Yeah, not usually at my home. But anyway, go on.
Right. My idea is the hole in onesie. It's a standard, fluffy, cosy onesie with a removable section, we'll say, so you don't have to take the whole onesie off in the middle of the night to go to the loo. Because you find everyone loves a onesie, and yet no one loves the fact that they have to take the whole thing off to go to the loo in the middle of the night.
So is it like one of those baby onesies with a sort of trapdoor?
It's technically a baby grow. But you could have removable bottoms or a removable flap, just so you don't have the inconvenience of getting cold in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but did you hear what you just said? You said it's basically just like a baby grow?
Yes, but you don't get it for adults.
Yeah, I know. But do you think adults really want to be wearing baby grows?
Of course. I mean, adults are wearing onesies. And you find everyone loves a onesie, and yet everyone complains about having to take the whole thing off in the middle of the night, and yet no one's actually done anything about it.
I don't know, it just feels to me a little bit too much like a baby product that adults are not going to want to wear.
I think all adults want to wear it. The only reason why some people don't buy onesies is for the fact that you've got to take the whole thing off.
Now, I think there's lots of reasons why people don't wear onesies.
You'd be surprised how many people do, though.
Oh, no, you're right. It does constantly surprise me how many people do, but I'm not surprised how many people don't. And I'm not sure making them look like baby grows is going to make them sell any better.
Well, it's not technically looking like a baby grow, because it's still going to be in the standard onesie appearance.
No, see, the trouble is I'm shaking my head now. I'm just thinking, oh, no, I can't see anybody wear it. I'm really sorry.
I could imagine everyone wearing it.
I don't, yeah. Oh, my goodness, what a world that would be. I don't see this one selling. I'm really sorry. It's just not one I'd really want to invest in. So I'm afraid I won't be investing.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Well, she didn't really like it, did she?
I think she had the image of the baby grow too much in her head.
Yeah, it's because you started with it's like a baby grow, and then she couldn't let that go, could she?
No, she didn't at all.
I really like your idea, actually.
I think everyone complains about having to get undressed in the middle of the night to go to the loo.
Also,
I think it's brilliant.
Deborah Meaden doesn't strike me as a wearer of a onesie.
No, but I bet you she's sitting there right now in a onesie contemplating my idea.
Mm. I think she liked you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I just think she couldn't get past the baby grow thing.
Maybe I shouldn't have said, yes, it's like a baby grow.
Yeah.
I should have said, oh, it's just an adult onesie with a flap.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Time to call Peter Jones, I think.
he might be a bit nicer, mightn't he?
Well, I haven't got his number, sorry.
Oh, devastated.
Lol that you just actually spoke to Deborah Meaden in her house and pitched your idea. Actually ridiculous.
She seems a bit confused why I was ringing her.
Wouldn't you be?
Why is this scouser ringing my house phone?
Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Good to speak to you. Have a good
Scott
day.
Scott Mills.
Oh, you too.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just need to say to Bailey, who called up Deborah Meaden's house earlier, a lot of people are loving your idea. It's just Deborah that didn't like it much. Georgie in Bath says, I thought the onesie with the flap was a great idea. If only she'd kind of lied and pretended that she carried out some market research saying something like 8 out of 10 people love the idea when she did some research on the streets.
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to do? Well, I've done some research, Mrs. Meaden, and I can tell you. Not a bad idea, that. 8:26, Sweet Escape by Alesso on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And Summer Mix coming up at 9 this morning. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Joe.
Joe, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Do you remember me?
Oh, it's always awkward when someone says that and you don't really remember.
Are you an ex?
I invented the Who game.
Oh, it's you.
Oh, Joe, who phones up in the afternoon sometimes on our show.
That's the one.
And gives us loads of things from the past that are a bit Who. Give me one now, go.
Mousetrap.
Who. Wow, you can always think of one, can't you?
Oh, yes. Always.
How can I help you today, Joe?
I've got a topic that I really think you guys should discuss today.
Okay.
So you're ringing me up to tell me what the content of today's Radio 1 Breakfast Show should be?
Yes.
Awesome.
And I don't need to get paid for it. It's all fine.
Okay. I like it that you've been on the show so many times that you have enough confidence to just ring up and do this.
Yeah, that okay. seems fair.
It's like you're a boss.
Yes.
Here's what I want you to talk about today.
That's right. That's me.
Okay. What's the topic then?
The topic is jobs that make you seem more attractive than you actually are.
Jobs that make you seem more attractive than you actually are.
That's the one.
I know someone this has happened to.
Okay.
Who?
I can't say who, but one of my friends who used to work at the National Union of Teachers.
Okay.
As he was just in the admin department.
Yeah.
Decent job, that. But then trained to become a lifeguard in his local swimming pool.
Yes.
What? And actually took that up as a job.
I see, and is now becoming more successful for it.
Yeah, the teacher's job was when he left uni, and then he was always quite sporty, but did get the job as a lifeguard at the local leisure centre.
Yeah.
And now they are flocking in.
Really?
Didn't...
because he's walking around shirtless all the time.
Well, yeah, that does help. But when he was working in his admin job, not as many ladies...
Well, I've got a friend who is a police officer, which gets him plenty of attention with the ladies when he's out. I think the girls like the idea of him in a uniform. When I met him, he was a student. And when we were out and anyone asked him what he did, he said a student. No one really cared. He didn't really get any sort of positive response from that. So he definitely gets more attention because of his job now.
I've got a friend who worked part-time at a pest control company.
Yeah,
and now
wrong
she's,
with that.
She, well, nothing's wrong with that, but she's now training to be a lawyer. And I think that's going down better.
Things have stepped up
in
that department. I'd be interested to hear from you if you've got a job or you know someone's got a job that makes them seem more attractive than they maybe actually are. All right, well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for taking control of the show this morning.
Okay, well, have some fun with that one, lads.
Oh, we will. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Just to be clear... A lot of people are texting and going, well, I tell this to girls on our night out. No, this is when your actual job is making you more attractive, not what you tell people your job is on a night out. I mean, that's completely different. For instance, Charlie and Devon, who for 5 years worked on a chicken farm. Not much going on there. Now, a snowboard instructor in Austria.
Yes! BBC
Radio 1. Daily.
Do you think we need to get different jobs, maybe in the afternoon or in the mornings normally, but this week in the afternoons to make us look a bit more appealing?
I don't know. I just look at some of the other jobs I do and I wonder if this might be a more appealing job.
Do you think?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, then jobs you've done before.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about it.
All right. So you've stepped it up a bit.
Well, what did you used to do?
Well, I've always had this job.
True that.
Always been attractive.
Track of the day.
Lol.
BBC. Radio 1.
But is this why you're now taking up extreme sports to try and give yourself an edge?
I need a bit of a boost.
You want to call yourself an adventurer now or something?
Just because I went whitewater rafting once.
Lol.
Don't lol at me. I've got, look, actual injury on my shin.
Slight bruise.
From when I got swept away.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt in Cumbria was a student, now is a trained dancer. Hot job.
Do you think?
I think hot job. What I'd quite like to do is get someone on now and we can decide whether their job's hot or not.
Okay.
It's yes for hot and no for not hot job. Okay? 81199. What are you saying about tree surgeon?
I'm saying...
I think hot job.
I'm saying... Oh, that's a tricky one. Yeah, I'm saying hot job.
It is a hot job, that, isn't it? That's from Stephen.
There's a fair few people texting and saying fighter pilot. I'm not
but
sure
who's a fighter pilot in real life?
Exactly. I'm not sure if they're making it up, which is cheating, really.
Yeah.
I mean, hot job if true.
If true, hot job. Okay, here's someone that might have a hot job. It's for us to decide. Good morning, Abby.
Hey, Scott.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. Whereabouts are you today?
I'm in Dalston right now.
Okay, right. So what was your old job?
I used to be like a room service cleaning maid.
Cleaning maid?
Yeah.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
About a year ago.
Okay. But now you've got a new job, Abby.
Yeah.
And now we all decide whether this is a hot job or not. What is it?
I'm now a chef.
Chef.
You're a chef.
Yeah.
In a restaurant or a pub or?
In a restaurant.
Okay.
Fast food?
No, a la carte.
Oh, you're a la carte, are you? Oh, she's a la carte.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get an answer for you in a few minutes. Do you think your job is hot?
You get attention from it.
You got more attention than you were as a cleaning lady?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'm just waiting for an answer to come in. I'll have it for you within seconds, Abby, all right?
Okie dokie.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills, what are you saying about postman? Hot job? Tricky one, that.
Oh, that is hard. I mean,
right on the line there, Marcus in Cornwall.
Everybody, what are you saying? Hot job or not? Postman? We'll get an answer within seconds.
But loads of people are now messaging in with their jobs, just wanting to know whether they're hot or not.
Okay, someone that went from the storeroom in Argos, not that hot, to the ambulance service.
Hot job.
Has your brother got, your brother's got a hot job?
My brother's a paramedic.
Yeah, hot job.
I think it's a hot job, yeah.
I think. Massage therapist, Jen in Bristol.
Hot job. I think.
Depends if it's sports massage. That's not so hot because it hurts. Here's one, Liam. I think not hot, I'm afraid, Liam. Liam's a salmon farmer.
Salmon farmer? No, I would say that's a hot job. That there for me is the difference between me and you.
But he smells of fish.
But he's a salmon farmer.
Great. Good argument.
You already know what it is. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Monday's best bits. Join us tomorrow from 6:30 on Radio 1 and we'll speak to Demi Lovato. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.